The legal counsellor with the Helen Suzman Foundation, Anton van Dalsen, believes that we will not see any reform with the proposed amendments to the electoral bill. There are calls for amendments to the bill that saw South Africa's national elections based on the closed party list proportional representation system since 1994 to be reviewed. Now, Anton joins us this morning on the line. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Good morning.
Just bring our listeners back into the picture with the background here. Tell us about the bill.
Yes, I think one needs to have a bit of background to be able to understand what is going on. And that is that in 2020, the Constitutional Court delivered a judgment according to which the Constitution needs to be amended, or at least the electoral system needs to be amended to make provision for independent candidates. And Parliament has now been busy with this for since June 2020. They still haven't finalized it, but it looks like going to be it looks like the final product is going to be something on the lines of the existing proportional representation system. And one needs to know that the minister, when he the Minister of Home Affairs, asked for appointed an independent ministerial advisory council to advise him on what needs to be done following the Constitutional Court judgment. And the majority of that ministerial advisory council said that it's far better to have a combined system. In other words, two votes for each voter. The first vote goes to whoever you want in your constituency, and the second vote goes to whoever you want to see in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So the second vote is really the to ensure that there's proportional representation, but the first vote would be your preference on a local basis. And they said this is the way to go because it's also more sensible to deal with independent candidates on an on a constituency basis. But the Department of Home Affairs and the Minister have not wanted to do that, and they are pushing through the option of just keeping the proportional representation system. So in other words, an independent candidate would be elected on a proportional basis within a province, which to my way of thinking makes no sense, but that is the way that the Department of Home Affairs is going. So I hope that that has sketched the background.
Does this tie up with what Musi Maimane has been arguing recently when he went public with the formation of his new party, saying that there's no option in this matter because what was envisaged by the Constitutional Court in that ruling that you made reference to is not going to become a reality in terms of the direction in which Parliament is going?
Well, it will become a reality, but only in the manner in which Parliament wants it. And for this, Parliament only needs a majority. So the ANC can decide on this issue on its own. It's not a question of changing the Constitution. It's just changing the electoral law. To put it very briefly, what they are doing is for an independent candidate to be able to stand would have to present 30% of the quota which was needed for the previous election to be elected. So let's say on average 45,000 or 40,000 persons or votes were needed for a party to get a seat in Parliament. So now an independent has to get 30% of that 42,000. So he would have to come along with something like 15,000 signatures before he's even allowed to stand. You can see the hurdle is huge. And secondly, even if he is elected, that would be on a provincial basis. So there's no, shall we say, local connection between an independent and the voters.
So in other words, if I were to simplify it somewhat, the Constitutional Court opened the door for independents to stand, but the manner in which they would be allowed to stand depends on Parliament. The ANC only needs a majority. Are they going to make it as difficult as possible for independents to stand, probably because it doesn't serve their interest to have too many independents?
I think you've summarized it very well.
Can this then be challenged legally? Can someone go back to the Constitutional Court and say that Parliament is narrowing this, making it very difficult, if not near impossible, for independence to stand, and that the Constitutional Court perhaps needs to be a bit more prescriptive in terms of the process? Or would that be an overreach on their part?
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think the Constitutional Court is very, very wary not to intrude on political matters. And it said in this case that provision must be made for independence, but how provision is made for that is over to Parliament. Obviously, that cannot be done in an unlawful manner. You know, that would be unlawful. But as long as it's done within the parliamentary rules and regulations and the voting, the Act is passed and there are no clear unconstitutional elements in that legislation, then the Constitutional Court would be very wary of getting involved.
When is this process expected to be completed in Parliament, considering that we have a national elections in 24?
Yeah, that's the problem. The Constitutional Court has given Parliament a six-month extension, in other words, to the end of this year. And the problem is that the IEC, the Independent Electoral Commission, need about 18 months to organize an election. So we're looking at the end of this year as the absolute latest point for this legislation. Seeing as the next election will be any time between May and August 2024.